Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. That's the first time I've said good afternoon all year long. And welcome back to Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE, the Radiothon special. Hearing us on the air on Saturday instead of the usual Thursday SRT. My name is Jay Sterry, as I'm your host. And as usual, beside me, I got my crew, Charlie Maurer and Spencer Pickering. What's up, boys?
What's going on?
How y'all doing? A tremendous athlete. There's a reason why she's playing D1. There's a reason why she's been committed for the past 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And when your best player goes 0-for-3, I mean, you have to, like Spencer, you said, you have to see some of the other players around you step up, and that's what they did. 4-1 victory over Terre Haute North Vigo. And like you said, just you saw Sarah Goddard hit had a pretty decent showing at the plate. We saw Roop had a decent showing at the plate as well, and then. If that's going to be a tough one to pronounce, and I'm not going to try it, I apologize.
Which one are you looking at?
It starts with a Z.
Zobliak?
Yep, that's it. That's my bad. I apologize. But also, decent showing at the plate. So, I mean, Stormy didn't step up in that Terre Haute game, but everyone else did, got the victory, and you definitely want to see that continue as the season goes on.
For sure.
And then moving on right now into baseball. Now, Jace, you're now getting full coverage of this baseball team. This Carmel varsity team with senior Sam Wexler. You've been involved with these broadcasts now for the entire season. What have you seen out of the Greyhounds these past few games? Overall, playing pretty well. A lot better than I think most people expected starting the season.
Oh, 100%.
But this Greyhounds team seems like they're finding their groove midway of the season.
Yeah, they really have. They won 10 in a row, but then they have dropped two of their last three. And last night, having a game losing to North Central 7-1, and it was a bad game. Like we could not hit the ball. We only had two hits on the day, and Aiden Bradbury, he pitched six innings, but he allowed six hits off four runs. He did strike out eight, though, because Bradbury was just off his game. And one thing, when you look at Aiden Bradbury, one thing that Sam and I have really noticed this entire year is confidence for him. And when he's on a roll, he's very hard to get out. Using the combination of his changeup and that elevated fastball really makes him so dominant and is able to punch out batters. But once he starts throwing, you know, giving up hits and giving up walks, he really is out of it.
Yeah, I mean, and that comes with it. But have you guys heard anything about Hunter Kipe?
Yeah, he quit the team.
Yeah, so I actually got a chance to talk to him a little bit about it. And one thing that he was saying is, you know, he loves all the guys on the team and stuff like that. But, you know, just I guess they had asked him to move down to JV. And, you know, that's somebody who's been playing varsity for
last year.
Yeah. And
here's the thing about Hunter Kipe is that tremendous hitter. I mean, coming in freshman year.
Very powerful.
I remember trying out freshman year. I remember seeing him hit the ball, and he was hitting in batting practice. He was hitting home runs.
Yeah.
Like, easily.
Easy.
And, you know, you get to the point where, like, you're pretty much a solid varsity player. He wasn't starting because of because he's not the best fielder, because we have some better fielders who are, you know, just overall better than him. But when it comes to hitting, he's a great designated hitter. Mm-hmm. What it comes down to is that the Greyhounds are 15-7. They've been hitting the ball pretty well this season. They need position players third base.
They hit around 330 for the year. Yeah. And talk about position players. Logan Urbanowski's really started to become that full-time third baseman. He played some second to start the year, but then, you know, Urbo's a brick wall. Nothing really goes by him. Then they moved over to Drew Olsen at second base. That's kind of what started that 10-game run, was maybe that transition over, you know, allowing him. And also another thing to the baseball team is Alex Brooks hyperextended his knee. He'll be back next week, but Connor Gioia, who played in the state championship game for boys basketball, an overall great athlete, got some time at shortstop. He actually looked pretty solid in the field.
I'm personal friends with Alex Brooks, and I know that this guy is a tough dude, and he plays through injuries. He did it last year, and he's going to do it this year. He's
had a rough time with injuries, too.
He has. He's dealt with some he broke his collarbone over the summer playing travel baseball, and then he also dealt with some arm problems last year. But this year he's dealt with some things, but still been able to execute really, really well. He's batting in the three hole now for this Carmel baseball team. He's on a tear, and he's
hitting very well.
He's probably the hottest hitter on this Carmel baseball team, and there's a reason why he's in that three hole. Hyperextended his knee, but talking to him personally, sounds like he's going to be fine.
He went 4-for-5 against North Central on Monday.
Yeah.
Not North Central. He went against Noblesville last week. He went 4-for-5.
And not necessarily known for his
political show, honestly.
Yeah. I'm absolutely delighted that you've hijacked the sports.
Yeah, I know. I refuse to talk about sports. Let's talk about other things.
I'm just amazed that you've joined the Houndbound team.
Good. Honestly, I was pretty surprised.
Pleasure. Yeah.
I'm just happy that they invited me.
Absolutely.
I thought it was cool.
So. And we know James doesn't really like sports because, you know.
Well, I even love sports, but they play funny sports here.
Like what?
Sports here. He asked me about how the NFL draft works the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how that works.
I'm trying to find out about it.
You know. What's a funny sport from America?
I love the odd sports, you know, like pickleball. You know, pickleball. Pickleball is fun.
Yeah. Pickleball is fun.
Well, what did you guys?
What's a weird sport, James?
Well, you call a sport the sport you call football.
It's football, yeah.
It's a very strange sport. Only one country plays it.
No, Canada plays it. Canada,
yeah,
plays
it does.
Canada does.
Yeah,
play.
Canada
does. Yeah, the CFL.
And also, it's like the most views on any broadcast.
I don't think that's true, actually.
I suspect soccer's more.
Soccer's definitely more
popular. I mean, in America.
Actually. Well, yeah, in America, maybe, but soccer worldwide is 100% way more popular.
I can't watch soccer. It's so boring.
However, I've got to confess, I'm beginning to like the game. Now I understand what it's about.
You have to go to the Carmel games when we.
Do you ever watch like the NBA or anything, Mr. James?
I've not been to a game yet, but.
Dude, we should go. Yeah. We should do a radio night
there.
That's
a good idea.
I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. I have been to an NBA game. I saw the Colts play.
That's football.
That's NBA is soccer. Or basketball.
Jeez.
You can tell you're not talking to sports people.
I think that is a great way to end the show. One minute to go. The next show coming up is Bouncing Off the Walls with Ethan Wakeman and Ben Paya. But actually, boys, this is our second to last show. We got one more.
Yeah,
we do.
One more show.
And next show, we'll be announcing our replacements, I guess.
Yeah, we'll be announcing
next year.
We'll be announcing our replacements next year and who's going to be taking over this show.
This year's gone fast.
It really has. So, from all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk, we thank you so much for tuning in this Saturday afternoon. You've been listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk only here on 91.3 WHJE, the home of Radiothon 2019.
Did they play at Oracle? No, they didn't.
No, they played at Houston last night.
Yeah, they played at Houston.
Was it Houston?
Yeah.
It was Houston.
Why did it say?
It says Oracle on here. Looking at the right game?
I'm
not.
Yeah, you are.
Conference semifinals? Oh, that was game five. No, you're right.
Five,
yeah, I would say it.
Okay, guys, my bad. Here we go. Game six. All right. Let's go to Rockets. Yes, this one's at the Toyota Center. Okay, James Harden, 35, still.
Yep.
And, this is even better to prove my point. Nene, 2. Iman Shumpert, 0. Gerald Green, 6. Austin Rivers, 9. Eric Gordon, 9. Chris Paul, that's what we need to see from Chris Paul, 27, and James Harden, 35. Now, if you look at this, they rely on two players for all of their points, and that's why they lose games.
And that's not, you know, how you
name me a team other than the Warriors who doesn't rely on 2-3 players in their roster.
Boston Celtics.
That's so true.
Not really.
Not Toronto, actually. They only rely on Kawhi, but
when Kyrie is
the Bucks. The Bucks have been heavily reliant on several other players.
That's actually, Brooke Lopez shooting for free.
That's the only way you're going to win.
You need all guys to contribute. I mean, think about it. For the Bucks, for example, Chris Middleton, you rely on him to shoot the ball. You know, Malcolm Brogdon
Bledsoe.
You Brogdon coming back. Lopez able to hit threes. Ilyasova hit threes, you know.
The teams that you see fall in the playoffs.
If you look at the Houston box score and the Bucks box score, it's pretty similar when it comes down to role players.
I don't know. I think that they're very different teams, but like, even look at this. Giannis, 20. Mirotic, 10. Chris Middleton, 19. Eric Bledsoe, 18. And then you got 10, 16 from George Hill. Brogdon with 10.
That's
a heck of a lot more. Yeah,
that's a team that.
And that's a game that they won by 30 points against the Celtics, who I always said was going to come out of the East without a doubt. But
then Kyrie Irving just absolutely, you know.
You guys think Kyrie's out? You think he's gone?
100%.
Yeah. Really?
He's been, as of late, not liking it there. He just has been playing well.
What's not to like, though?
He's going to Brooklyn or
I don't think Brooklyn's a great fit for him just because of what
any other team is.
Brooklyn especially because with what they're doing right now with D'Angelo Russell, plus like that team chemistry with him and Dinwiddie is so there. Like you see like they're
if
like
Kyrie comes out and says that he wants to go to Brooklyn, I don't think Brooklyn's going to pass up.
I think they might.
But
I wouldn't replace D'Lo. I think